process for many things. So things are already made neutral as a person, as a human being, you are neutral, so that you are able to process stuff naturally. You have to be on the neutral. You have to be always alert, to be ready to know what's coming, what may come. You don't know what's coming, but something is coming. Something is there. Something is there, you see. So you always have to be in the middle of ready to process stuff through naturally, not by you doing something and you are stuck, and then you have to be stuck there for 50 years, for one day, for 2 seconds, for things must go naturally. So whenever something comes, a position comes, you are placed there naturally. It's not something that you have to be thinking, where should I move to? It's something that, like, you already, the move is gonna be made by what is pushing the move to be made. So the move is pushed by something, so that, see, something is made or it happens. There's something that happened first that made the move to be happening the way it is supposed to happen, or the way it happened. So there's something that comes before, which is the unnatural, which is something that we didn't even think about it, and then it comes, then we start to talk about it because it came, and then the mind brought it to our attention. So things happens like that. If you are not neutral, you are not aware, you are not alert, things comes and you have a baggage and baggage of stuff. When are you gonna process all those things? People have like things, stuff from like when they were 20 years, 19 years, having something, a bad experience, a negative impacted heart, just from there, just went on hurt. And then until today, it's hurt, or it's still thinking about something that somebody made, or somebody did, or you did. And then you have to forgive yourself and let it go, because you have to go back to being neutral, focused to this life today. Because many a times we are doing things that the other party is not even thinking about it. So why should it hurt me when the other person is not hurt? Why should I be feeling that, you know, that thing must be heavy on me if the other people are working freely? Why should I take the case? Why should I be the one in prison if the people who did it are not in prison? Why should I be like that? So it's something like that. We have to be neutral in order for us to be in a position to be translated to something new about us. To if we think of things like ourselves, we are working with time. That time is something that, like, it destroys us, because it makes us to even like get old, like, you know, faster than our time, you know, more faster even, because like we are having problems are stress that makes us not to focus. And when we are not focusing, we're working with time, that we are following time, the trend of running with time, before time, after time, for time, we are doing everything for time. So if we are running with time that we are counting, rather than the life that we are not counting, then that makes us older than our time, because that means we are other things we are living, we are not even experiencing, we are not even dealing with them, because we think, yo, time is running, I'm not gonna be dealing with this patient thing, I'm going to just like, don't be patient, and I will just like burst, I will just vex out with, I don't wanna hear what they're saying, I don't wanna hear you. No, it doesn't work like that. That it doesn't make you a human being, it doesn't make you patient, it doesn't make you positive, a positive person. It doesn't make you like a negative person also, because I can't say you are negative and only to find that you are positive in your own way, of you have to now think that is your change, where you see the negative, that is where you should see the positive. side of you. So if you do something bad, think about it in a positive side of you. You will see a beautiful picture. Then you will want to do that. So yeah, I think we must be neutral and just stay neutral for us to be in a position to deal with everything that comes our way, because we don't really know what's coming, but something is coming and something is here. We walked into something and then we are into something. So you see, there's no point of being resisting and being in denial that you are a human being, because you are a human being. Or just in the position of being used, you know, we are on a chessboard. We don't say, move me to this direction. The mover moves you to the direction. You won't hear a pawn or a castle saying, take me. We just have those instructions on how to play it. And then if you are a player, you're gonna be playing with a pawn, you're gonna be playing with the horse, you're gonna be the knight, you're gonna be playing with the queen, the king, and all the everyone that is there. And then the place is very, you know, small, you know, it's a small castle, it's a very small game, but with lots of, you know, angles. So yeah, anyway, I just came to deliver this for today. And then I hope everybody will love it, even though I didn't say hello, welcome. I'm saying it now. Hello, welcome. This is maybe it will be my first, you know, with you. I don't know. Only God knows if I'm still gonna come back with something more and then something new. But yeah, let's just be new every day. Thank you very much and have great days, people.